Run. All right, guys, coming up next to the stage, friend of the Nerdalogs, been on the show a handful of times, Nate Bechtel.
Nerds!
Also, I always have to introduce him by saying he's the world's best Magic the Gathering player.
Yeah!
Hi. Hi, everybody. I always ignore that. Because it's not true, and I'm humble. So I do apologize. Everybody's been given such great stories and bits tonight. I don't have any of that. The thing that spoke to me about this whole theme, and anybody who knows me should understand why it speaks to me, is because it frequently happens to me. Those of you who don't know me, for example, I watched The Return of the Mummy twice this weekend. That is the kind of person I am. And I don't want to go down that way in the future. And so just with the certain political events of this year, I have been preparing a resume for Trump's America. Because I want to be prepared for that. Now, granted, there's some benefits to writing a resume for Trump's America. First of all, honesty goes completely out the door. You can lie openly instead of here and there. It's very rewarding. So what I'd like to do is just start off with that, and maybe if anybody's got some notes, I would love them. We'll go down it. First part, name Nathaniel Bechtel. That is true. Part of the Bechtel family, as in Bechtel Engineering Corporation. Not true, but great pedigree. Yeah. Those Bechtels run a company that privatized water in a South American country. If that sounds familiar to it, it's because Bond villains failed to do it in a movie. So we've got a rich, white, evil family. Fucking great, am I right? All right. Now, other things that we do. So we'll go down to job history. This is great. My last three jobs. First one, I was the executive chief of Premier Indulgence, an exclusive Chicago food truck think tank. Two, as lead negotiator of negotiating for Luxurious Exotic Erotica. That's an elite magazine where I document all pornography. It's been a passion project for some years. That's putting a kernel of truth in a lie to make it much better. Then I was chief execu king of blah, 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 Trump is handsome, blah, 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 dairy transport system. That's where we slap nacho cheese on a ping pong paddle and just slap it onto your genitals directly. Because fuck you at this point. My responsibilities for all of those positions was crushing it, bro. Now, some of you may have noticed that I seem to be applying for the Trump administration. Yes, you are correct. Because I'm going to do my best to bring it down from the inside. If gym class taught me anything, I wreck statistics like a boss. And my own manager would tell you I have the capability to turn any normal office into a Kafkaesque hell. I will be the person that is so sorry that's the wrong form. I gave you BX1CD39 because I'm a bonehead. You needed DCX39-4F. And to do that, well, it's going to be another 2 weeks and we got to go talk to Betsy on the fourth floor. And she is a bitch on wheels, let me tell you that. All right, but we'll get back into the resume. Now that we know this is going to be a mission with a goal that is good, we can feel better about this. All right, so education. I've seen every season of Celebrity Apprentice, and my favorite season of Survivor was Outback. All right, special skills. I'm probably very bad at blowjobs. But I have a sort of sad face, which will be really good for the executive hazing circle jerks. And I have a tendency to compress emotions and pain inward, which will just allow this to cycle out into a continuing situation of manager exploitation of shame and degradation toward the lesser employees as I begin to amount my way up as the old men die and I wipe their cum off my face. So, in light, I'm going to save America from Donald Trump with my bukkakeable mug. Now, does anybody have any notes?
Thank you, Nate. Statisticians, mark it down. Not only is this the first time the word bukkakeable has been said on this stage, it is the first time that word has been said anywhere ever because it is new to the world. Thank you, Nate, for giving us that wonderful word.
I'll take that credit.
Yeah.